أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Surah 51
الذاريات
Title الذاريات is the opening word of this surah. It thus signifies the surah in which the expression
الذاريات
occurs. Period of revelation. It is clear from the content and style of this surah that it was revealed in the period when the Prophet's message was subject to the unbelievers' intense rejection and their false charges against him. However, the Muslims had not yet faced any persecution. So it must have been sent down in the same period in which Surah
Qaf
was revealed. Subject matter and themes. Most of this surah is devoted to describing the doctrine of the hereafter. Its concluding part includes a call to monotheism. The addressees are warned that rejecting the messengers and clinging to jahiliyyah notions would prove to be the bane of unbelieving communities. Brief yet pithy statements of this surah underscore the truth about the hereafter, that the diversity of notions about the end of man's life betrays the lack of definite or certain knowledge about this issue. Each group has its own speculations, which over time become articles of their faith. Some hold that there is no life after death. Some subscribe to the idea of the cycle of death and rebirth. Some affirm the doctrines of the hereafter and divine recompense, but resorted to the ideas of their supporters and intercessors in order to escape from divine punishment. Man's false notion about such a crucial issue puts his life on a wrong course and ruins his prospects in the next life. It is a colossal and devastating fallacy to entertain a belief that stems from mere speculation, for it leads to a life spent neglecting the basic truth. After death, such a life will suddenly encounter a situation for which it was not at all prepared. The only true way to hold a belief on such a crucial matter is to abide by the information given by the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, on the authority of Allah. One should better reflect on his message and observe the workings of the universe and his own self. This will convince him of the truth of the Prophet's teachings on this issue. The arrangements for rain and wind, the composition of the earth, the presence of numerous creatures on the planet, including man's own self, the creation of the sky, and the presence of all living beings in pairs are cited as proofs for the hereafter. Illustrations from history are cited in this surah to impress the truth that the working of the universe itself demands that there be some recompense for man's actions. It is followed by a brief call to monotheism. The surah states that Allah has created human beings to serve Him, not anyone else. Unlike the false gods, He does not demand any sustenance from His worshippers. On the contrary, He provides sustenance to everyone. He runs the affairs of the universe on His own. The surah then points out that the messengers of Allah have never been challenged on any valid grounds. Driven by their pride and arrogance and jahiliyyah notions about their supremacy, unbelievers have rejected truth all along. Their rebellion against Allah counts for it. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is advised not to pay attention to these rebels. He should therefore engage in dawah and keep reminding people of God consciousness in order to benefit believers. As for the unjust wicked ones who persist in their error, they should realize that God's punishment is ready, awaiting them. The unbelievers of yore have been already punished.